Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. As you know, I am talking with all three district attorney candidates for Fulton County. That election will be decided on June 9th for the June 9th Democratic primary. Whoever is elected in that primary will become the next DA, or if Howard is reelected, the reelected DA. Yesterday we spoke with Fonnie Willis. Today we are speaking directly with Christian Wise Smith. He's running for Fulton County District Attorney. He has a robust platform that involves righting the wrongs of the war on drugs, ending the revolving door of mass incarceration, and also stopping the use of cash bonds, something that has become very popular in progressive movement, and prioritizing resources on violent and serious crimes rather than those that are not. I have on the show Christian Wise Smith, candidate for Fulton County District Attorney. Mr. Smith, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me on, Dr. Richie. It's an honor to talk to you. And, I'm excited to let people know what the message is so people know that we have another option out there to make our justice system a lot better than what it is right now.
Thank you for being on the program. For those who may not know your background, give us a synopsis of your experience working in the legal profession.
So I'm going to go back a little bit further and tell you how I got here, if that's okay. I grew up seeing my mom in and out of jail. I was with my grandmother once and saw her arrested. You know, one of my uncles is serving a life sentence. I was kicked out of school in high school. My mom lost custody of me. I thought I was destined to be a drug dealer. I mean, that's all I saw growing up was crime and violence and death. And finishing high school didn't seem possible for me, especially after getting kicked out of school in the 11th grade. So becoming the first in my family to graduate from college, then I went on to get a master's degree, then a law degree. Using the pain of my past and the foundation of the education that I have, you know, I took it upon myself. I feel like I have a great sense of responsibility to help elevate other people and let them know that the situations that they're in right now don't have to be their ultimate destinations. So in terms of my legal experience, I became a prosecutor in 2013, working in City of Atlanta Municipal Court. And I was there for 5 years. I prosecuted, you know, everything from seatbelt tickets up to DUI. Then I actually worked for Paul Howard. I went to his office in 2018 and left in January of last year. And I was a community prosecutor and also in a non-complex unit, handling mostly drug cases, theft cases, identity theft cases, things along those lines. But I think it's also important to highlight my management experience. So I have a master's degree in management, in healthcare management. I worked at Grady. While there, I led a huge project, a $70 million budget project, where I taught doctors and nurses how to use automated medical supply machines. And I've also written contracts and use agreements for the health system. And I also work in Atlanta City Council. I served as chief of staff for Atlanta City Council District 5. And in that role, you know, I've written legislation that still stands for the City of Atlanta, the 2012 City of Atlanta district map based off of the 2010 census. I played a huge role in creating that map. and I led a bunch of projects, intergovernmental projects between the city of Atlanta, Fulton County, and DeKalb County, because District 5 in the city of Atlanta borders some of DeKalb County. So I know a lot has been made in our debates about my experience, but one, I've tried several cases, you know, bench trials. But in addition to that, I believe I'm the only candidate that has real management experience. And that's what it takes to lead an office like the Fulton DA's office. Trial experience is, you know, one aspect of being a prosecutor, but being the DA is a manager. You're the quarterback. You have to see the entire field. You have to know what everybody is doing. So saying that somebody doesn't have trial experience is like saying that somebody's not a wide receiver. You know, wide receivers make great plays at their position. You know, they're a Hall of Famer who play a wide receiver. So I give credit to the trial attorneys. They play a big role in the justice system. But I'm a quarterback. I'm a leader. I'm a manager. And that's what will help me lead the DA's office to the future that we need to head into.
You made a statement. I'm going to read that statement and let you expand on it. You said the Fulton County justice system has been driven by a conviction by any means necessary approach for decades. This approach is cruel, costly, and counterproductive. It has created a hamster wheel cycle of incarceration that has especially destroyed the Black community, communities of color, and low-income people. This approach has destroyed lives, overcrowded our jail, and has done nothing to keep us safer. I want you to expand on that, because there was a time when you were part of that prosecutorial matrix. Did you implement some of these strategies in your prosecutorial ideology?
Yeah, I'll give you a real life example. I had a case where a woman was charged with theft. She stole from an employer. It was her first offense. You know, no prior criminal history whatsoever. And my supervisor instructed me to offer a year. That was the plea deal, was to serve a year. And I said, why? She doesn't have a record. To me, this looks like the prime candidate for a diversion. I spoke to the victim. The victim was on board with a diversion. The victim knew that the defendant had three kids and, you know, didn't want to see her with a felony record if possible. She just said that she was no longer allowed to work for her. But if we had a program to help this woman out, to take advantage of it. And so my supervisor kept stressing, no, we start off at a year, and then we can come down from there. And so just that practice of over-penalizing to really force defendants to take deals that weren't fair was that's the culture in the DA's office right now. That's been the culture since Paul has been there, since 1997. So in that case specifically, I told my supervisor no, and I put the lady in a diversion program anyway. And I told her if I was fired or reprimanded or whatever, that I would still sleep good at night knowing that I did the right thing.
We got more on the other side. I'm talking with Fulton County District Attorney candidate, Mr. Christian Wise Smith. We got more. And remember, during the last segment, I give you, the listening audience, an opportunity to ask your question. So you can call in now and get in. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. I'm talking with Christian Wise Smith, Fulton County District Attorney candidate. And Mr. Smith, you said something during a forum. I'm going to play that, and let's discuss it. Alyssa?
Good evening, and thank you, everybody. Fulton County, I'm the only progressive candidate in this race, and I make it clear where I stand. We will end mass incarceration. We will decriminalize being Black, poverty, mental disabilities, and substance addiction. We will no longer use cash bonds. Everyone say this with me: diversion, diversion, diversion. We will value people over conviction rates and break the system of recidivism with services and opportunities. Paul has led this office for the last 23 years. Ms. Willis worked with him for 16 years as a loyal leader of his team. So I want some answers from both of you. Paul, why have multiple women accused you of sexual harassment? if this job doesn't pay enough, why did you run for it in the first place? Why did you use your prosecutorial discretion to punish the Atlanta public school teachers under RICO while no other DA in this country has done so? Now, Ms. Willis, you try to separate yourself from Paul, but you were one of his top soldiers for 16 years, right? You put out a mailer saying that Paul sent Atlanta public school teachers to prison, but you were a lead prosecutor on that case, right? So why the change of heart now? Why didn't you run for DA in 2016 or 2012? You ran for judge instead, right? If you would have won, would you have stepped down from the bench to run for DA to fix all of the problems that you were okay working with for 16 years? But did you see an opportunity now where Paul may be vulnerable? You were tied to Paul for 16 years. So we the people of Fulton County deserve to know why all of a sudden you want us to believe that you were not. When I entered this race, Mary Norwood approached me. She told me flat out, if I wanted her endorsement, I would have to agree to put kids on prison farms to do manual labor. I told her I'm not going back to slavery. And I told her that I'm not tap dancing for an endorsement. So Ms. Willis, what did you agree to get Mary's endorsement? And yes, you like to talk about my experience. I am from a community that has been impacted the most by the type of prosecution that you both represent. I care about crime victims, and I also care about people who have lost their way. Not only did I spend 7 years.
All right. So the biggies out of that, Paul Howard, Fonnie Willis connection, the direction of the DA's office in general, and then naturally you bringing up the endorsement of Mary Norwood, and Mary Norwood has endorsed Fonnie Willis. Mr. Smith, when I first heard this forum, I said, wow, did Mary Norwood really approach you and say that? I did have a conversation with another candidate who questioned the authenticity of that conversation you had with Mary Norwood. But if you could, sir, give us more insight into that conversation with Mary Norwood.
Well, first of all, I have absolutely no reason to lie about anything in my campaign. I'm the most progressive candidate to run for any office in Georgia history. And everything that I say, I make it clear on where I stand. I don't give middle of the road answers. I don't give the typical politician not wanting to tip the scales answers. And so I met with Mary Norwood at the state capitol in January. So I made it known that I was running for this race back in January. Ms. Willis didn't jump in until the ninth hour during her last day of qualifying. And so when I met with Mary and a group of other folks from the Buckhead community, at the end of the meeting, Mary approached me and said, hey, flat out, if you want my endorsement, if you want me to open up my resources to you with the Buckhead business community, I want to put juveniles on prison farms to do manual labor as a way of learning their lesson, as a way to try to prevent future crime. And as soon as I heard prison farm and manual labor, my immediate response to her was, I'm not going backwards to slavery. And I told her, just like I told everybody who I've spoken to throughout my campaign, whether they were super progressive or super liberal, I'm not tap dancing for a check. I'm not tap dancing for an endorsement. I'm not going to say anything that goes against my morals and my values and my beliefs in terms of what we need for a justice system, just to say that I have you supporting me in my campaign. I told my campaign manager when we first got together, and I told everybody that I met with, if I lose this race, I'm going to lose being me. I'm not going to be molded and altered and try to make myself appear to be something that I'm not just to appease certain people. I'm speaking up for the people. I'm speaking a language that has never been spoken in terms of the South, in terms of justice reform. And so in doing that, my integrity and my character and my morals are my most important asset. And I'm not bending or breaking those for anybody. And so at the time, this was before coronavirus in January, I had a staffer, Ethan Harris, call Ethan. Ethan was present and heard this conversation. So I only brought that out in that forum, just like I directed all of those questions directly to Fonnie and Paul. I didn't want to speak in general terms. I didn't want to just throw it out there. I wanted to address them directly. I wanted to give them the opportunity to explain themselves. I didn't want people to say, oh, this dude is slinging mud. I went straight to the source. Where I'm from, if you got a problem with somebody, you go up, approach them. So that's why I directed all of my questions at them.
Let's talk about your promotion of diversion programs. Everybody has a version of a diversion program. Why is your diversion methodology so much more effective in your view?
Because it works. So Seattle, Washington implemented this program back in 2011. And I had the opportunity to go out to Seattle in 2018 to study this program for a couple of days. And when I saw it, it blew my mind to see their police officers and their prosecutors and their mayor and their city council people and their public defenders, the entire community loved this program because it really changed lives. And the goal of somebody coming into the justice system is for us to deter future crime. And it's to punish behavior. The goal is deterrence. And so what this program does is it attacks the root cause of crime. So if you are arrested for drug possession or prostitution, they align you with the services that you need to break out of those lifestyles. And they've had over 500 success stories. These people now have jobs. These people now have homes of their own. They're off of the streets. They're not committing crime. So Seattle figured out a way to make crime rates go down while getting employment rates and property rates and school rankings to go up. And you do that through providing opportunities for people to break out of the lifestyles that they know. And so I already have two partnerships in place once I become elected, where we are creating a 20-week-long diversion program where people will be taught a job skill. And at the end of that 20 weeks, the folks will earn a certificate with their name on, something tangible that they can be proud of, like a diploma. And then these two companies have agreed to offer jobs. And so my goal is to have at least 10 of these partnerships in place my first year, and then increase, you know, every year of my first term. And, you know, since I've been announcing this on social media, especially, a lot of local companies have been DMing me and saying, hey, man, how can we be involved? We want to be a part of it. We love it. That's how you break people out of the system. That's how you break the cycle of recidivism and mass incarceration. Most crimes are committed because of lack of education and poverty. People are trying to survive. And so if we give people the tools and the means to survive, then ultimately we reduce crime and make us safer by also helping people change their lives.
We got more on the other side. I'm here with Christian Wise Smith, Fulton County District Attorney candidate. We got more. News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Always playing by a dozen different freaks in a week. I just want to chill with country and his daddy, Freddie G. Falling out at any time. And in the snow, it's been a G. What's happening? Welcome back. We are still talking with Christian Y. Smith, Fulton County District Attorney candidate. Mr. Smith, let me ask you about criminal justice reform from the context of law enforcement. Right now, there is protest, civil unrest, sparked by the recent murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. However, the protest means something much, much bigger than that. It is a collective frustration of law enforcement officials getting away with killing unarmed black men and women, unarmed brown men and women. What would be your strategy to stop that practice in Fulton County, send a clear message to other DAs? Because the Fulton DA does lead other district attorneys throughout this nation just because of the massive impact of the Fulton DA's office. What would your leadership be in relationship to cops killing unarmed black men and women?
Well, first, let's talk a little history. I think it's important to understand this history, which I think gets glossed over too much. So the Emancipation Proclamation happened in 1863, freeing black slaves. And then in 1865, laws were enacted called Black Codes. You got to think about what was going on back in the time. You know, cotton was being produced in the South, and then Emancipation Proclamation happens, and that industry takes a hit. And so you also had slaves who fought in the Civil War on both sides, the Union and Confederate armies, which means they were armed. So passing these Black Codes, it was a set of laws that, one, allowed for black people to be disarmed, and it was also the first set of laws that allowed black people to start being arrested. And so black people could be arrested for what were called vagrancy laws, essentially poor living conditions, which, I mean, that applied to everybody. We had just come out of slavery. And so there was no prison system at the time, so the punishment was going back onto these plantations for involuntary labor. So I talk about that history because going back to 1865, law enforcement has always looked at black people as less than, where we could be criminalized for any and everything. And so let's fast forward. Atlanta did not get its first black police officer until 1948. And so you have over 100 years of history where law enforcement is ingrained in their DNA to treat black people as less than, where abuse and killing and everything negative toward black people was allowed. And so now in 2020, we're starting to see that being put on front and display because of technology, where we have cell phone videos that captures everything now. But that is still in the root, in the DNA of our justice system. So, you know, Fulton County leading the nation in police prosecutions, I commend that. And I think we need to take it a step further. We need to be vocal in calling out other DAs across the country to do the same thing, which I've done. I made a post on social media recently challenging every DA in this country to start enforcing laws to hold people accountable who break the law. And that includes police officers. They no longer should be allowed to hide behind a badge. They shouldn't be allowed to hide behind the years of racism and oppression ingrained in our justice system. It's time for us to call it out and start enforcing it. So under my leadership.
All right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. So under my leadership, my plan is to take it a step further, like I mentioned, and not only continuing to prosecute those officer misconduct, but to also challenge and encourage every other DA in this country to start doing the same thing. Because if the DAs don't do it, then we will keep allowing these years and years worth of history to keep repeating itself.
We got more on the other side. Callers, I'm coming to you. 404-892-2703, candidate Christian Y. Smith for Fulton County District Attorney. What's happening? Welcome back. Okay, final stretch, last segment. It has been real. I'm here with Christian Y. Smith, Fulton County District Attorney candidate. We are now to the phase of our Q&A. Callers, please keep your question or comment brief because we have others to get to. So let's not forget about the others. We have on the line, Daryl has a question. Daryl, good day. Welcome.
How you doing, Dr. Rashard?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right. Mr. Smith, how are you doing, sir? Ms. Smith?
Okay, he's there. Just go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, the question I want to ask him is that if he was, if with the situation that happened, just like, for example, the situation that happened in Minnesota where an officer had really murdered George Floyd, I want to know, would he be, if he was in a situation where there was a police officer who did the same thing, would he be more aggressive or would he be passive in being able to prosecute these law enforcement officers?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your question. Let's bring Mr. Christian Y. Smith to answer that. What would your response have been in the George Floyd killing?
I would be more aggressive. I think that DAs need to be efficient and transparent and start enforcing laws that are already there. Officers don't get to hide behind a badge. So if I were DA and that happened in Fulton County, we would have made swift action on that. I mean, there's a case that a lot of people in Atlanta care about now. Jimmy Atchison was killed over a year ago by Atlanta police officers, and we still don't know what's going on with that case. But that's a perfect example of something right here in our own backyard, where the DA could be more efficient and transparent and letting the community know what's going on. That's my answer to that question.
Okay. We got Milton. Milton has a question. Go ahead, Milton.
Smith, we seem to have a problem with the truth from law enforcement, police, DAs, attorney generals, and so forth. Now, they're telling us we didn't see what we saw when this man was murdered and assisted by the other officers. I have a problem when people try to use ellipses to explain their point of view. Why is it so hard to be honest about situations like this when it's hitting us directly in the face? I have a problem with...
All right, thank you, brother. We appreciate your question. Mr. Smith, basically, we see a murder happen. It's clear. It's on tape. And then all of a sudden, there's a different narrative. Why is that?
That's why I explain the history of our justice system going back to 1865 and the way that black people have been viewed by our justice system for over, you know, almost 200 years. So understanding that history is important because that has been ingrained in law enforcement officers for years and years and years. And so it takes DAs willing to stand up and speak out. And, I mean, that's what real leadership is. It isn't just saying, okay, me and my house are fine. It's inspiring other people to do the right thing. And so that's what I'll do as DA is be vocal and be visible and challenging other DAs to step up and do what's right or to resign.
In the case of George Floyd, using it as a template, would you have also considered charges against the cops who sat by and watched the death of George Floyd, or would you have isolated the charges to the individual who had the knee on the neck of George Floyd?
No, I would have considered all of them because officers are also first responders. And so when you have somebody who's handcuffed already on the ground in control and then you hear that person say, hey, I can't breathe, you know, at that point, one of those officers, all of those officers should have taken that plea, that cry seriously to see if the aid should have been rendered. So, yes, they all need to be investigated, in my opinion, not just the one who had the knee on the neck.
If you have a question for Christian Y. Smith, call us at 404-892-2703. We don't have much time left. 404-892-2703. Mr. Smith, what is, in your opinion, the biggest obstacle in the Fulton DA's office right now?
It's the culture. I mean, the culture there doesn't care about people at all. It's conviction by any means necessary. And so, if we want our justice system to change, we have to be willing to make a change. And that's why I'm running for this office. There's been no progressive candidate for DA in Fulton County history. And so if you all are as fed up and as tired of our justice system the way I am, I'm right here. Vote for me. Support this movement. Let's make the changes to make our system truly value life and people instead of conviction rates and money. That's what the old guard represents. That's what Paul and Fannie both represent. They have destroyed the black community for years. They haven't done anything to uplift us, to help us break out of the system. They thrive off of high conviction rates. Look at the APS case where they use their prosecutorial discretion in a terrible way to go after educators under RICO that was designed in 1970 through the Organized Crime Act, the way no other city has done that to educators. So that's one example. I could give several others. If you are fed up with our justice system, not valuing human life, abusing people, then let's make a change. Vote Christian Y. Smith on June 9th.
Mr. Smith, we thank you for your time today. We thank you for the opportunity to talk with you, and you were very generous with your time with us. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Good luck June 9th.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This has been Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie, the Rashad Ritchie Morning Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.